Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. And India's finally got its first Rafale plane. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said on Tuesday that the French-made combat jet will boost India's air dominance exponentially, as he was formally handed the first of 36 such aircraft acquired by the Indian government at a ceremony in France. While the formal handover ceremony has been completed, the first batch of four Rafale jets will fly to their home base in India only by May 2020. The Defence Minister said, "By February 2021, we will get delivery of 18 Rafale aircraft, and by April-May 2022, we will get all 36 aircraft. This is a part of our self-defence and not a sign of aggression against anyone. It is a deterrent." He added that the credit for this milestone goes to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, whose decisiveness made this crucial air enhancement possible. The minister performed a brief Shastra Puja on the new aircraft as he emblazoned it with an Om sign and laid out flowers and a coconut just before taking off for a sortie in the newly acquired two-seater jet. "It is indeed a great honour to be able to fly in this new fighter jet," said 68-year-old Singh just before takeoff. On September 19, Rajnath Singh flew in the Tejas fighter aircraft from the HAL airport in Bengaluru, becoming the first defence minister to fly in the indigenously built light combat aircraft. "Our air force is the fourth largest in the world, and I believe that the Rafale medium multi-role combat aircraft will make us even stronger and will give a boost to India's air dominance exponentially to ensure peace and security in the region," Singh said, addressing the gathering in Hindi. "I've been told that the French word Rafale means Andhi in Hindi, or gust of wind. I'm sure that the aircraft will live up to its name," he said. And in a fresh salvo fired at the Narendra Modi government, veteran politician and Nationalist Congress Party President Sharad Pawar has asked why the BJP government conferred the Padma Vibhushan on him if it thought he was pro-Pakistan. Padma Vibhushan is the second highest civilian award in India. Recently, during his visit to Maharashtra, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had targeted Pawar, asking him why he liked the hospitality of Pakistan so much. Pawar was answering a query on that. In an exclusive interview to CNN News 18, Sharad Pawar rejected the statement allegedly attributed by the Prime Minister to him. He also accused Modi of failing to maintain the dignity of the office of the Prime Minister. "I don't understand one thing. The Prime Minister is an institution. That institution has many sources to get correct information. I would have liked it if he would have made a statement after taking correct information about what I had spoken. But what do I say when the Prime Minister makes a statement without even checking that his information is wrong? If he meant to suggest that my interests lie so much in Pakistan that I am against the interests of my own country, then why did his government give me the Padma Vibhushan?" Pawar said. And you can catch more of that exclusive interview on CNN News 18 and news18.com. World news now, and Beijing has sharply rebuked Washington for adding some top Chinese artificial intelligence startups to its trade blacklist, dimming hopes for progress in high-level talks aimed at ending a 15-month trade war between the two economic giants. A report from the South China Morning Post said China had tamped down expectations ahead of the talks scheduled for Thursday, saying the Chinese delegation could leave earlier than planned because there's not too much optimism. Prospects for a breakthrough in the on-again-off-again negotiations sagged this week after the U.S. Commerce Department added 20 Chinese public security bureaus and 8 companies to its trade blacklist. U.S. officials said the latest action was tied to China's treatment of Muslim minorities and human rights violations, provoking a sharp reaction from Beijing. China said the United States should stop interfering in its affairs. It will continue to take firm and resolute measures to protect its sovereign security, a foreign ministry spokesman told a regular media briefing without elaborating. And live imitated art on Tuesday when The Big Bang Theory, the popular US television show, made its way into the annals of Nobel history. The announcement that a trio of scientists had won the physics Nobel started off with an unlikely reference, the opening lines of the show that ended its run earlier this year, with a storyline in which two main characters, Sheldon and Amy, actually won the Nobel Prize. The whole universe was in the hot, dense state. Then nearly 14 billion years ago, expansion started, Academy member Ulf Danielsson said at the start of the presentation, using the opening words of the Big Bang theme song. One Canadian and two Swiss scientists won the physics prize for their work in understanding how the universe has evolved from the Big Bang and the blockbuster discovery of a planet outside our solar system. Göran Hansen, Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, said the reference seemed fitting, since the series was a fantastic achievement in bringing the world of science to laptops and living rooms around the world. The Big Bang Theory debuted in 2007 and overcame early doubts to become a cult classic. The show was led by a crew of nerdy misfits, all scientists on the west coast of the United States. During the finale, the show's friends took one last trip together to support married couple Sheldon and Amy after they won the Nobel Prize in Physics. The couple waited anxiously by the phone while friends prank called them before receiving the actual decision. Hansen said he hoped the fans of the show liked this year's Nobel Prizes. "I hope that Sheldon and Amy are not too disappointed today," he said. And as the second test with South Africa begins on Thursday, the Indian team returned to the only venue in the country where India have lost a test match in Virat Kohli's captaincy. Since January 2013, India have played 30 test matches at home and won 24, drawn 5, and lost only one. That was against Australia in Pune. It was Steve Smith's visiting side which managed to topple India, but the hosts did roar back to comfortably win the series 2-1. But in Pune, Australia aced the spin test, riding on a century by Steve Smith and figures of 12 for 70 by Steve O'Keefe on a turning track. Australia elected to bat first and managed to reach 260 thanks to a half century from opener Matt Renshaw and a late blitzkrieg from Mitchell Starc, who scored a fine 61. Renshaw battled the spinners as well as a stomach bug, which saw him rush off the field 15 minutes before lunch. Renshaw had to retire for a toilet break, but then he came back to redeem himself, scoring 68, which proved to be crucial. India simply collapsed and were dismissed for 105, with KL Rahul getting 64 of those. Smith then ended all hopes of an Indian recovery, smashing a sensational ton in the second innings, which meant India was set an impossible target of 441. Again, O'Keefe was the hero, replicating his first innings figures of 6 for 35, as Australia took a 1-0 series lead. Faf du Plessis and his men will be looking to take some inspiration from Australia's performance, but it will certainly not be an easy task. The key for South Africa will be to bat first and bat big if they are to have any hopes of causing an upset. It will also be interesting to see the kind of pitch on offer, as the surface for the test in 2017 was a rank turner and later rated poor by the ICC. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.